Happy Friday, everybody. Hope that you are having a great wrap to that work week. And we're kicking off the weekend here just a bit early, as we do each and every Friday here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're going to be talking to Pam. She's back from her world tour about Walt Disney World and all the fun she had during this holiday season last week. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. Picture this. It is Christmas morning. The kids are sneaking down the stairs, and you know, you had to blow them away this year. You wanted to do something that not only the kids would enjoy, but the whole family would make memories together. How about putting a Disney destination under that tree? We can still do that here at the Magic for Less. Think about it. You can wrap up a guidebook or, you know, a stuffed animal, and they open it up and boom, we're going to Walt Disney World this year. Everybody screams. You got the viral video. And it's all there. And the best part is, hey, you're having fun too. The whole family's making memories. You're going to have a great time. We can do that for you right now. It's not too late. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials. While you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Very important, because then you and I are going to be working some Disney magic and some big guy magic here during this holiday season. Of course, we can book all of 2019. We can get you set up with a Disney cruise, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, what have you. We can take care of you and help you have a great trip and make memories for a lifetime. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Again, thanks to everybody who continues to support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Costs you nothing extra. You're going to get all those Prime benefits, but it really does help support the show. We put that money towards our hosting and bandwidth, and we really appreciate it each and every time you use that link. It costs you nothing extra, like I said, and it's just one more click, and it really helps support the show. So please bookmark it on all your devices. It's Amazon. Or it's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1417 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rauben from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Check it out today on all your connected devices. It's also available over on the TuneIn app. So don't forget to check it out over there if you need some Disney music in your life. And who doesn't need Disney music in their life? It's good stuff. All right, today we are going to hear about Pam's recent trip down to Walt Disney World. Lots of fun stuff going on. Hear about all the holiday happenings and more. So I can't wait to hear about that. But joining us, we have Ricky. She's from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Old Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
I am just excited for the weekend. Although it's been cold here, so it's supposed to be cold this weekend too. So I'm not looking forward to that. But, you know, just looking forward to relaxing a little bit. So that'll be nice.
All righty, same here. Boy, I can't wait. We work for the weekends. So
right.
I don't know if we have anything, but I think we're going to go to the Mizzou women's basketball game against St. Louis University. They're in town Sunday. So MIZ. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. All right, also joining us, the star of today's show. She's back two shows in a row. We have Pam Forster, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. What's going on, Pam? Happy Friday.
Two in a row. I like it. I'm trying to start a new record here.
Yes.
Get it going. I'm glad it's Friday. You know, the week after you return from vacation might be quite possibly the longest week of your life. I'm just saying this.
Always.
It goes on and on and on. And by the way, there are not nearly as many good things to eat in my house as there were when I was on vacation. There's not the entertainment I have become accustomed to, for goodness right? sake. And there are hardly any attractions here. So what's up with that?
You mean Hannah and Steve aren't like tumbling and flipping plates and all kinds of good stuff like that?
No, nothing.
Stacking
no shows,
chairs.
No nothing.
Dang, that's a bummer. They got to get on that. All right. So today we are going to hear about highlights from your trip, because you were down at Walt Disney World over Thanksgiving and kicking off the holiday season with all the festivities. Got to do candlelight processional, got to do many, many things. So just walk us through for about the next 30 minutes some of the highlights of what you saw and what you learned down at Walt Disney World.
So I was so glad to be here at this time, because as you all know, we typically go down for marathon weekend, and you're seeing the end of the holiday stuff that's still up after the holidays. And at that point, of course, you're tired of the holidays. And you're like, no more Christmas carols. Okay, those trees should be down. It's January like 12th or whatever. So anyways, it was just kind of, you know, it was so nice to be there prior to the holidays to kind of absorb all that. And you're right. We did get to do Candlelight Processional. We did a dining package for that. We did Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We went over to see the stuff at Universal. We did a bunch of stuff. And I'll just kind of start with some of the highlights. Disney Springs has this thing that they've been doing called the Christmas Tree Trail for a couple of years. And it's cute. You know, you get to walk through this area and they have all these trees decorated. Each tree has a different theme. It's just a cool thing to do. And it really kind of gets you in the holiday mood. They have sort of a snack stand at some point during the Christmas Tree Trail, which goes on for quite a while, I will say. And they are selling some refreshments there and some things, you know, some holiday themed things. So I was glad to see that. They also, of course, have some merchandising there. But I just sort of loved all the different trees. It really shows you how unique each tree can be and what a good job Disney does with decorating. I don't know that anyone does it better than Disney in this space. So I was glad to see that. I will also say at different times of the day, and especially on weekends, it's busier than others. And it can be insanely busy. I mean, I will just say I felt as if I almost lost my religion a few times with different people on this. No, I just can't believe, I know that people are excited because it's holidays, but you know, the inconsideration, I will say, at times comes out on the Christmas Tree Trail of all places. Ooh, right?
Hello. Merry Christmas. Get out of my way.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Move along. But other than that, I want to say that Disney Springs in general just looks fantastic. I love the decorations that they do there. They sort of theme them to the different areas of Disney Springs. You know, there's different areas in Disney Springs, the landing and blah, blah, blah. They do a good job sort of theming those areas. So if you have an opportunity, make sure you see it during the day, but also in the evening where they do, you know, such a good job. It just all really comes to light and love that. And then I'll move on to the decorations at the resorts too. And I'm starting with these two locations because these are two locations that you can visit even if you don't have a theme park ticket. Disney Springs, of course, is open to everybody and you'll be able to see the resort decorations. Although, again, if you're going during a busier time, they may make you park at the TTC and then use Disney transportation to get around instead of parking at each resort individually. So, we did that. You know, the standouts are always the Wilderness Lodge, which just lends itself to a huge and beautiful Christmas tree and many decorations. This year, the boardwalk also has kind of a new gingerbread thing. It has the, it looks like the gingerbread houses look like the boardwalk. There's a flying fish. It's really cute. So that one's worth seeing. Of course, the Beach Club always has its beautiful carousel, gingerbread carousel. Those horses, by the way, incredible. Just so incredible. So loved that too. So again, I think going around and seeing the different resorts at the holidays is absolutely an activity worth doing. I don't know which resorts have the decorations that you guys like the best.
I always go to Wilderness Lodge. I mean, that's kind of my kickoff point, and then make sure that I take a boat over and do the monorail loop, even though, you know, because you got the Grand Floridian and the Wilderness Lodge, probably one and two. Underrated is Fort Wilderness, seeing what the guests do with their campers and campsites. But Ricky, what about you?
Definitely, the Grand Floridian with the gingerbread house. I think that that's huge. And then I do love what they do at the Contemporary with the little Mary Blair inspired It's a Small World with the Cinderella. Cutouts. Those are adorable too. So I really like doing that. And I know that this year we're going to go along the boardwalk and kind of see that those decorations with my family this year. So that's, you know, that's another great spot to kind of walk around and kind of get the Christmas holiday spirit.
It is. But every resort does a good job, from the value resorts all the way up to the deluxe resorts. And that was the thing I think we tried to hit, and I think we did hit just about every resort while we were down there to make sure that we saw them. And then we'll say, even at the All-Stars, they had really, like, they had really cute decorations. The trees had, for instance, at All-Star Sports, they had some sporty decorations, footballs and, you know, soccer balls and things like that. They had wreaths that featured something that went along with the theme of that resort. Each resort does a good job doing that. And of course, we know that the parks do. I think one of the highlights this year for me was Epcot and all the whole, you know, all those food booths that they've added. That's incredible to just have another food booth event to attend Epcot.
Yeah, festival. Yes. Another festival.
Another festival, right? But they have some really good food options. I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, but we have some guides, some checklists over on the Magic for Less Travel Facebook page. So you can go and check and see them off. They're also doing a sort of fine Chip and Dale, you know, kind of thing for the kids. You know how they do those little activities? You buy the this sheet that, and you look for Chip and Dale in each of the countries. You find them, put the sticker there, you turn it back in, and you get a prize, which is really a cute thing. They also are doing a cookie trail kind of thing. You can buy five different cookies throughout the different booths. And if you buy each of the five and get the stamp, then you turn it back in and you get a free cookie and a glass of milk, Ricky. It includes a glass of milk.
I'm there for the milk. Yes.
I know, right? So just so many cool things going on at Epcot. Was so glad to spend some time there and loved looking at the decorations in each country too. They do a good job with that. And of course, usually some kind of activity there as well. Make sure that you see the Voices of Liberty over in America. They are singing some holiday songs, some Christmas, some Hanukkah songs. They do such a beautiful job, and especially at this time of year. And the highlight for me in Epcot, of course, was seeing the Candlelight Processional. We had the opportunity to see John Stamos be the narrator this year, which was great. We had seen him one other year that he had done it once before. He was great, enthusiastic, celebratory. He looked like he was having the time of his life and just eating it all up, you know, as the chorus sang. He was turning around and interacting with them. And of course, the song that gets everyone going, they rejoice with joy, that song. I can't remember the title right now, but you know, it's a really peppy song. He was into it and kind of hopping back and forth. And it just really is great. I think regardless of your, you know, whatever you celebrate at this time of year, the Candlelight Processional is something that everyone can go and enjoy and appreciate. It just, the music, the orchestra is incredible, so good. The singers are great. The Voices of Liberty, of course, are there. And then whatever narrator you get to see, it will just be an awesome retelling of the show. And we did do the dinner package. And I don't know how you all feel about the dinner package, but in a case where you're seeing someone who is a popular narrator, I think the dinner package you just have to do, period.
I think it's a necessary evil for basically all of the narrators at this point, because from what I've seen, they've all pretty well been, you know, almost completely sold out. So I think that Candlelight Processional, not that it wasn't popular before, but I think that a lot of people know that if that's something that you want to guarantee that you see, having that Candlelight Processional dinner package is a must do. So I've been seeing that all over the internet this year about the fact that, you know, it's really a good idea to have the dinner package.
It is. And people are lining up early. We walked past and it was an hour and a half prior to the first show, and the line was already down, you know, for folks who didn't have the package.
And you're
was
not
way far down.
That you're gonna
no.
get in. And you
people
could,
were not
and you
going
could,
to get in.
You could miss all three shows, to be perfectly
absolutely,
honest.
And absolutely. You're out of luck. I'm sure some did.
I think that and that's, you know, an hour and a half before the first show even got started. Yes. So, you know, if people were like, oh, I'll just wait and see the, you know, 8-something show. No, you're not going to get to see it because all these people, you know, have been in line since, you know, 5 yes. o'clock and they've waited. So, yeah, the dinner package, I think, is definitely key because of things like that.
Yeah, I agree. It really is. So moving on to Hollywood Studios, which, of course, has become one of my favorite parks to visit. One of the four. One of my top
yes.
four.
Yes, of course.
Places to visit at the holidays. They have just added so many cool decorations. First of all, I think Hollywood Studios is just better at night, period. The lights that are there, the neon, everything. I think they do such a great job at that park. But the decorations that they've added in the past couple of years make it even better. It just is so fun. It's really sort of vintage inspired decorations. And of course, then they also do the Flurry of Fun there over on Sunset Boulevard, where they project onto Tower of Terror and have that. And I really like seeing that too. It's amazing the things that they can kind of project onto Tower of Terror that kind of sort of transform that. They sort of transform it into a gingerbread house and other things. They have three series of projection shows, sort of, that they run through. And actually, I feel as if they're running them much closer together than they did last year. It's a fun thing, and it's easy to go over there and see that. We also did the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, Bam. Dessert Bam. Party, which was so fun. I love, first of all, that these dessert parties are incorporating not only the desserts, but also some more savory things as well. That was a complaint at first, and Disney addressed that. In addition, they have seating. Now, if you'll remember, before they did not have seating for this. Now, they don't have seating to see the fireworks. They have seating to do the eating, which I think is, you know, kind of important at that point. So anyways, they did that. They had a ton of different yummy desserts, but they also had like pretzel bread and cheese dip that you could dip it into. And they had a spinach dip, and they had some pita and things like that. So there were a lot of different things from which to choose. Of course, when you're doing a dessert party outside of the Magic Kingdom, those often include drinks of your choice and include an alcoholic beverage choices as well. They have beer and wine and some specialty cocktails. And they did there. They had an eggnog martini and a few other different martinis that were good choices there too. So we really enjoyed doing the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam dessert party. I thought it was a great way to experience that. And then you got to see, of course, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, which is a great show. How do you guys feel about Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam?
I think visually. Go ahead, Ricky.
No, I like it. It was actually what I did last year on Christmas Day. Brian and I went over to the park because I knew that it was a holiday-themed show, and I knew it wouldn't be super busy. And I love, like you, I love Hollywood Studios around the holidays. I think it is the, I mean, granted, Epcot is really awesome, and of course Magic Kingdom, but there's something really special about the holidays at Hollywood Studios now. They've just really knocked it out of the park, and it's minus the creepy doll children that they have in the
Those don't bother me.
They bother me a little bit. But I really feel like, you know, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is a great, fun show. I think it's super entertaining, you know, and I really like it a lot, actually. So, is it the best show in the world? No, but I still think it's entertaining.
It's got great visuals, though. I mean, with the lasers and the fog and the smoke and all that stuff. And then you got the vintage decorations. Those are totally up my alley. So, yeah, the studios is not to be missed during the holidays.
It is. And I love how they moved the tree inside and it's in the lake there. I think that was genius. I love the ornaments that are sort of floating in the water. I just think they did a great job. So was very glad to see that. And so we'll move from Hollywood Studios over to Animal Kingdom. And Animal Kingdom also has some great decorations. They have, you know, the tree out front and other things. It isn't quite as themed as maybe some of the other parks. But there's still lots of things that you're going to want to see and do there. And of course, you know, with Pandora, that's still the highlight, I think, of Animal Kingdom. Just lots of things that you'll want to see and do there. But it's not nearly as themed for the holidays as some of the other parks. And so I'll move quickly over to the Magic Kingdom, which, of course, is not only beautiful for the holidays. When you walk into and see Main Street, you're just like, wow, I think that it's just so cool. The tree, the Main Street decorations, the carols that they're playing, the traditional Christmas songs, those are all great. And we also did Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party with the parade and the fireworks and whatnot. Now, they do two showings of the parade each night. And of course, the later one is going to be less busy. So keep that in mind if you're trying to see the parade. The fireworks are incredible. They're perimeter fireworks at different times. You will see fireworks sort of all around you. And it's just such a cool experience. If you haven't done it, that's a highlight. They have also changed their food offerings as well. When we first started going to the Christmas party way back when, it was one kind of cookie and hot cocoa, period.
That's it. Nothing else.
That's all there was. And there was really only a few locations. Well, now they have a number of different cookie choices. They had chocolate chip cookies. They had sugar cookies. They had molasses or like a ginger snap cookie. And they also had a peppermint chocolate chip cookie. They had different kinds of drinks. They had hot chocolate. They had eggnog. They had ices, like a shave ice kind of thing. They had apple juice or apple cider at some of them. They also had a snowman-shaped pretzel, which was really like a pretzel like you're used to getting at Disney World, but it was shaped like a snowman, and it was adorable. So their offerings that they have this year, I think, are a lot better. They've really moved into, you know, seeing that people want to have different kinds of snacks. So I was glad to see that. There were, of course, allergy snacks for those who had allergies available. You just had to ask for them. And there were so many different locations where you could pick up these snacks. And again, these are included with your admission to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So check that out as well.
I saw, actually, Pam, I saw last night that at Pinocchio's Village House, they were giving out cookie dough. How about
cookie
that?
Cookie dough?
Yes. They said it was new last night at the party, which would have been a couple nights ago. But yeah, they were giving away like that edible cookie dough. Oh, I was
wow.
Like, book me on a flight right now. I'm ready.
Right now, that's worth heading back for.
Shoot.
Let me tell you.
Somebody sent a picture. Unless they're trolling everybody, edible cookie dough.
Man, love to hear that. So anyways, I just, you know, I think that there are things that people will go to and say, oh, Disney should have done this or Disney should have done that, the feedback. And it takes Disney a little bit to sort of incorporate that feedback, but I like how they respond to it. I think that that's important. And it's important for people to realize that, you know, going into that. So, you know, there's still Christmas parties available. So if you, you know, are interested in that, get in touch with your travel agent or check out on Disney.com. You can buy them there as well. But we really enjoyed that too. Did I hit all the parks?
Yes, you did. And you know what? here's kind of something I was thinking about. We've been doing this podcast so long now that, you know, back in the day, one of the most popular shows that WDW Today did way a long time ago was a show called The $50 Cookie. And it was about the Christmas party. And like you said, there was one cookie and one kind of hot chocolate, and that's what you got, and the party was $50. So now the party's twice that, and you get all these different options. So we've gone a long way, baby. That's kind of so funny to look
at
that history.
It's true. And I think, you know, people often wonder, are the parties worth it? For us, I always say yes. And the reason why is we don't focus so much on doing attractions, although we were able to definitely do some attractions. But it's the special holiday events that you have to try and see. They had an a cappella group performing in Tomorrowland. They were fantastic. did such a good job. Again, I'll mention the parades and fireworks. Those are things that you can only see during the party, unless you're going to be there sort of the week of Christmas. Then you get to see the Christmas parade. But so many people who go in December and think that they'll be able to see the Christmas parade, you actually don't get to see it unless you are, unless you attend one of these parties. So consider that. I think there's something really to be said for that parade. It's magical. There's snow. There's, the soldiers who are actually playing the instruments, which I always forget until I see it again. Mm-hmm. And then, you see them marching and you see that, they're playing the trumpets, they're playing the drums. That's incredible. It's just a really cool moment. You get to see so many different characters in the parade. So don't discount the extra events. I realize that they are an extra expense, but I think in many cases you will find them worth your time. And again, don't focus so much on attending the party to do these different attractions, but instead try to focus on the different events that will only be happening during the party. I think it's worth it.
Let me ask you this too. What about the weather and the crowds that week kind of around Thanksgiving to the beginning of December? What'd you think?
So we had every kind of weather you could hope for. It was hot some days. We swam. And then other days I was like, Pam Forrester, how can you have been coming here for so long and not have remembered to pack like something for really cold nights? I did have gloves, thankfully, and a scarf, but like I could have used my packable down jacket. There were nights that I would have worn it, and I did not have it. So we really just had a fluctuation on that. And I think it's great to be prepared for things like that. My big packing tip is always if there's any chance that it will be cold, bring something for your hands and bring something for your ears, because once your hands and ears get cold, you're done. You just are. Everyone's miserable. I'm miserable. Small children are miserable. I mean, everyone is miserable. So consider bringing something to address those needs. And if you have, something that you can throw on, a top layer, I think that's important too.
Also, my brother and I, we actually just went to Six Flags over Georgia here over the Thanksgiving holiday. And while I've always gotten the hot hands, which are very key, by the way, pack those if you can. But I also got like the hot feet thing. And those were very bizarre and very weird. But oh my gosh, they worked so well. My feet were so warm. So consider buying hot feet too, as well as hot hands, because you will be very happy.
Nice.
Yeah, you just have to be prepared for all different kinds of weather. Of course, we saw rain some days. So, of course, you want to be prepared for that. The poncho is my least favorite thing in the world, so I always bring an umbrella and some kind of, like, rain jacket when possible. But, yeah, so lots of, just be prepared. I think that's all you can do.
And what about crowds? Because, Pop Warner kicks off right about the time you guys were leaving. Not a huge impact on the parks, but it does fill the resorts. How'd you feel the crowds were?
So, We were there for Thanksgiving and of course it was busy. I felt like there were a lot of people in the parks, but maybe not the attraction wait times. I didn't feel like were obscene, especially for, around the holiday. We did see some impact of Pop Warner. There were groups of cheerleaders waiting to get on the buses. That would have impacted people at those resorts. There were groups in the parks. In fact, during the Candlelight Processional, near when it first started, during one of the narration times, you could hear some chanting, like coming from wherever the group was a few countries down. I wish that they would have groups sign an agreement that they would not do the chanting and clapping when they're in the parks or on an attraction. It just impacts so many other guests. I don't have any problem with anyone being celebratory or whatnot, but that in particular, I think, is impactful of other guests. So that's feedback maybe that Disney could hear in that space. But other than that, we really aren't impacted by those things that much. It's definitely a time I would visit again. I think it's a great time to visit the world if you're looking to get in the Christmas spirit too. There's a lot of celebrating and holiday stuff that you don't have to cook or decorate or whatever they've done all that for you. So,
and speaking of cheerleaders, I know you were down there, but did you hear Mallory's squad got the grand champion paid bid to Walt Disney World in May, baby, to Summit? I can't wait. I get an extra Walt Disney World vacation out of this, and I'll be Cinco de Mayo in Epcot. How's that?
That's awesome. That's so cool. Very, very cool.
All that money we poured into cheerleading paying off, baby.
So who pays for that then?
We pay for it because the entry fees to the regional competitions are ridiculous, and you pay for it for your cheerleading fees. But what they do is they give out at large bids and paid bids. And to get a paid bid, you have to be it's called the grand champion. So you got to be the overall winner, all age groups for your level. There's five levels. And so they actually won that the last two weekends. So they couldn't take the second one because they already have one. But yeah, they're doing well. So yeah, I get to check out I've never done anything like this, so that'll be kind of interesting. That'll be a fun trip report in May. Can't wait.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really. You'll have a different experience, I think.
And I get to run Princess this year because that's what I got for my birthday from the girls. So I've never run that
there
one.
You
yeah.
Go.
There you go. Fun. My last Walt Disney World race I've never done, so I get to complete the old circuit. All right, so anyway, back to you, Pam. So what else? We got about 10 minutes left. Other highlights from the trip?
I think really just some of the highlights, you know, were that we really did focus on the holiday activities. And I think that's something that you have to do. We also were over in Universal and they're of course doing all of the holiday things again this year. They have a parade, a Macy's parade, that has floats that are awesome. They do, of course, all of the characters that they're affiliated with, the Minions and the all those people. I'm trying to think of some of the other characters that are. They have the Grinch, and the Grinch does Grinchmas and all of that. Shrek, of course, is featured in their parade. And so many other characters that, you know, people who know Disney will also know these folks as well, because they have children of that age. But one of the greatest things I think they're doing at Universal, and they started doing it last year, was they do this projection show on Hogsmeade on the Hogwarts castle. And it is so, so cool. First of all, the Village of Hogsmeade is permanently in winter when you go over to Universal because there's snow on everything, and it just really lends itself to that beautiful, beautiful, you know, holiday decorations. But they kick it up and they have such awesome decorations. They really sort of theme them to each building, each area. You have two areas of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. You have Hogsmeade and then you have Diagon Alley. They have decorations there as well. They did just such a great job. They alter their shows to incorporate the holiday theme as well. In fact, they did, there are these singers, and the name is escaping me right now, but it doesn't matter. They have these singers that perform in Diagon Alley, and they sang a song called Accio Christmas, which Accio means, you know, is to call, summon something to you.
Yes.
So when they say Accio Christmas, it starts snowing in the area. It's really, really cute. They just do some fantastic things there. But Universal has so stepped up their game in terms of having things that are specific to the holidays. The resorts look beautiful. We were at Portofino. They have a beautiful live Christmas tree out in the harbor area. That was awesome. So we had a great time there as well.
That's good. The Christmas stuff that they do at Universal really is so fantastic. I mean, they've definitely kicked it up a notch with, you know, the parade. Like you said, they've done that. They also have Mannheim Steamroller every
year.
Yes. And I think that's just on the weekends. But I mean, hello.
For free.
And it's Mannheim Steamroller. What? I mean, that's fantastic, too. Grinchmas is so awesome, you know, that they do that. That the whole the show that they do as well is really good. They have some really adorable decorations because I know they were putting them up when I was there when I was there for Halloween Horror Nights. They had started putting up the holiday decorations in Seuss Landing, and they had these adorable like reindeer made out of sticks, and I wanted them for my house because they were that cute. Like, they do some really, really cute things. And then you can't beat, you know, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Christmas. I mean, like you said, if you go into the, you know, Hogsmeade, it is, you know, perennially winter. So that just brings out a whole, like, another factor. And then you've got the projection show. You've got all the Christmas decorations that are all around there. It's absolutely beautiful. So don't discount, you know, Universal around the holidays. They may be a little quieter, but they definitely do a good job too.
They do. I was, you know, we were so glad to be able to see that again. It's our second year in a row of being there at the holidays. And it's really just because they have stepped up their game so much in that space. It's worth seeing. The Grinchmas is a show that's worth seeing. Yeah, so make sure that you see that as well if you go there. So, I mean, look, we came home tired. We did it all.
No.
We saw it all.
You were there forever. You did all this stuff and you came home tired. No.
We did. There was just so much to see and do, but that's the great thing about a vacation this time of year. You know, yeah. I felt like it really got me in the mood for the holidays. I love that kind
of
feeling.
Your pictures got me in the mood for the holiday. Like, I was just like Mike said, you know, for you, and I'm like, oh, it's really early as Christmas.
It is. So Pam, let me ask you this as we close out this show. Like, what was your best meal of the trip? If you had to decide, because I know you probably had some good ones and you were down there with lots of friends and got to see lots of people, but what was your, if you had to pick the one good meal from this trip, what was the best one?
Golly, we had a lot, but I'll give one from Universal. We got to eat at Biche, which is at Portofino. It is the, you know, their Italian restaurant. It's sort of a signature location. And that was a really good meal. Our server there was fantastic, just on his game, 100%. His recommendations, the food choices, they had pasta, they had beef choices, chicken choices, you know, everything. I thought the Biche was a really great meal at Universal. And at Disney World, we had Gico on Thanksgiving evening. And we did not get the turkey. We got, of course, the steak and mac and cheese.
That's all right.
That's what I would do, 100%.
So, and it was great. It really was. But we had a great time there, and just a great meal. And I think that, you know, being there with the folks that we were there, the people that we knew, made it just, you know, that much more special. I think that both Universal and Disney do such a great job giving you an opportunity to sort of spend time with people that you care about and people that you know that's part of what makes being at the theme parks and at the resorts at this time of year so fun.
All right. Well, sounds like you had a great trip. So thanks, Pam, for taking the time to share. And we'll be back again next week with listener questions and more fun podcasts. Glad to have you home.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here and talking with y'all again. Although, you know,
yeah,
I kind of wish I'm still there, but I wish I was still on vacation, but this is fine too.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Still time to put a Disney destination under that tree. You know, the picture of the viral video and the fun you're going to have, because now think about this. I mean, let's be practical about it. You want to surprise the kids with a trip to Walt Disney World, well, guess who gets to go to? The parents. And you're going to be making memories for the entire family. You'll be talking about it for years and years to come. The agents over at the Magic for Less can give you ideas of how to, you know, reveal that surprise on Christmas morning and, you know, put together a great vacation for you in 2019. So just drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials, all the details, and we're going to be right there with you. Also, Hanukkah, you know, happy Hanukkah to all of our friends celebrating this week. So we can still do that as well. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget to give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And thanks again to everybody who continues to support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Thanks so much for that. All right, we're going to be back again on Monday with a great trip report to get you to work. But we're not worrying about that right now because it's the weekend. So let's go out and have some fun. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.